Students' Book, Unit 9, Lesson 2, Exercise 2. Listen again and answer the questions.
My name's Mohammed Mansour, and I'm reporting from a small town on the Red Sea coast in Egypt. It's an area that has been popular with tourists from all over the world for a long time. But a few years ago, it became clear that tourism was causing damage to the local environment. The biggest problem was that too many tourists would visit diving centres at the same time. Local companies didn't used to put a limit on how many people could dive. During the summer, they used to take 10 divers at a time to explore one reef. That's just too many. However, things have changed since the local council decided to take action. There are now rules about how many divers can be in one area at the same time. Divers also have to pay a small amount of money, which goes towards projects which help to protect the local environment. Another problem that the local people had in the past was that hotel companies would buy the best land in the town, remove any buildings already on it, and build hotels instead. In places where there used to be facilities for local people, like sports fields, cafes and a cinema, there are now hotels. Fortunately, the council now has new rules for how much land hotel companies can buy. Local people used to complain about tourists in their town because it changed the lives that they were used to. But now they realize that the tourists can help local businesses, and they're a lot happier to see them. This should help tourists to enjoy their visit even more, and they will then return to the area more often, helping to support the local economy into the future.